very much for staying on the line. How may I help you?
Yeah, is this Chase?
This is Chase, sir.
It's not the same gentleman I talked to last time, but...
may I have your name?
Giovanni Quintana.
Oh, Mr. Giovanni, how are you? Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I am great, thank you. I think that we've been speaking after a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How's the website running?
It's going. I haven't really used it.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I didn't get to finish it the way, or set it up the way, I mean, not set it up, but put it out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to work. I got a little busy, but.
Okay.
So I got a call right now from, what's it called? A paralegal team.
Okay.
And they're saying that my, because we trademarked my name, correct?
I don't remember, to be honest, because I think I have to check the files, because that's back, like July or maybe June.
I think it was around March.
Yeah, maybe before than that. So I have to check files, because I don't think so, like, we have trademarked anything. But what happened? Like, who was the guy?
So he called me saying that there's an applicant for the same name, and we went over all this. I had to, we trademarked that name, and they're saying that my application wasn't processed, so that way nobody can take that name.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an applicant that supposedly wants to use the same name to trademark my company name.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that I've dealt with was you, and I know I trademarked it, because we talked about that. You know,
I have to check on that, because if the trademark company is calling you, then they have some separate business, because we just send them the application and then they apply and then they call the client itself. So
well, there is an application, but he says that it wasn't finished, and I don't know how to. I mean, you're the one helping me with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just see. Just give me 1 minute. Can I put you on hold so that I can see the files and everything?
Yeah.
Please stay on the line. Yes, Mr. Giovanni, can you give me your zip code, please?
92392.
Ernie, have you received any particular document at your mailing address?
No.
Okay, because I just checked my email, I guess like maybe 4 days ago, USPTO has sent me the email that the application got approved because there were so many applications which were going on and off. So they have approved the applications for the registration of your particular domain name and the business name. So now they're telling me to go ahead and start another step by which you could get the documents on file. You said that your zip code is 92392, right?
Yes.
All right. Just give me 1 minute. I'm just checking the files. Just give me 1 minute. What was your email, sir?
You're emailing me on sebs_909@hotmail.com.
Just give me 1 minute. Is that the same email that you have provided us? I think it's a different one. Yes, So your address...
Okay.
Yeah, your address, which was on the application, that was 10348 Mesa Street, Richterville, California. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So congratulations that the application has been approved. Now we have to basically go ahead to the next step to get it filed. In the filing section, what would happen that they will be going ahead and attesting the application in California State and in the U.S. as well. Would you like to get the trademark done only for the state, for the USA, for the country, or would you like to have it for all the countries?
What's the difference?
The difference is that if you keep it in the United States, then only California State would be covered. But if you go nationwide, then we can cover whole United States. But if you would like to secure it for internationally, we can do that as well, which means either anyone is using something in Canada, UK, Australia, anything like that with the same particular name, they have to get approval from you, and then only they can use it.
Okay. Is there – I feel like there's a catch to it. Do I got to pay extra for that?
Sure.
Sure, what? I have to pay extra?
See, that is something which is an extra fee for the filing procedure to get the process completed. And the price depends if you do it USA or if you do it internationally. Let me tell you the prices for if you do it only for California and if you do it only for nationwide and if you go internationally, what's the difference, okay? Just give me a minute. Because right after this process, they will be going ahead and sending you a green cord, which will be sent to you on an email. Once you go ahead and click that particular email where you have to put that cord into that email into the website, it will show you the application that what is the name of the owner, the business name, when it was established, all the details will be coming up. And then down below, there will be two options, to approve and disapprove. If you approve it, then the application cannot be changed, and they will be sending you the writing copy, depending on if you want a soft copy or a physical copy. Then they will be sending that to you either on your email or on your mailing address, which is 10348 Mesa Street. And then you can have that trademark registration certificate with you.
Okay.
All right, so the price that I see for only California State is $499. If you go it nationwide, which means
all states would be covered in the United States, then that was going to cost you $999. And if you go for worldwide, internationally, it was going to be
$1,299. Well, I can't do any of it right now. That's there's always something. Jesus Christ.
Which one are you more interested in, if I may ask? Like nationwide, only California, or worldwide, internationally?
I mean, I don't know. California, I'm just going to let it be because I can't afford that right now.
All right. What if I go ahead and do it in the USA? Because I don't think so that internationally would be right now needed. The USA, if you cover all the states, that is coming up to $999. I can go in and I can make it $650.
I don't have no funds right now to do anything. That's what I'm saying. So should I keep that on hold? I thought I was completely done paying. That's what.
The registration is something which directly comes from USPTO. And even though I haven't checked the email of them, because that was something which was keeping in a spam box, if I would have that email, I would have called you a week before. So they have sent me an email a week before, and I think that's why they're calling you now.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, man, I can't really pay right now.
All right, then I'll just put it on hold. Let me know when can I give you a call back to complete the process.
Okay. I don't know. Right now I have a lot of debt I'm trying to pay off.
Can you pay like 50% and I can proceed the application, and then the 50% you can pay once you receive the documents? We can do by that way as well, because I do see the option.
Nah, man. I have $100 in my bank account right now, bro.
No problem. And I'll just basically keep it on hold. If they give you a call, you let them know that you've already spoke with Chase and we're settling it down. And then maybe after a week or 2 weeks, you can give me a call back and then we can proceed from there.
Okay. That sounds good.
Perfect. Don't worry about it, right, sir? Have a wonderful day.
You too. Yeah.
Bye.